That's the WWV coming at you live.
Reporting from an Australian shopping mall. On scene with Hello Kitty.
Wait, where am I? Oh, shopping. Okay. Hello Kitty. What?
and apparently the Queensland Police and Hello Kitty from our Australian shopping mall. Welcome back to Weird World Variety. On the scene at an Australian shopping mall. We wanted to report on this live. We got some weird news for you today. Jesse, how weird is the news?
It is super weird.
Super weird? How weird?
So weird.
Because from the last episode, we went from a kangaroo to an Australian shopping mall.
And now we're going back to people.
And, exactly.
You know, little people.
So why don't you topple this story for us?
Topple it.
Toddler. Okay. The story.
toddler gets stuck after climbing into a claw machine looking for a toy in Australian shopping mall.
Now, putting that aside, pause. Have you ever had the intrusive thought as a kid to climb into the claw machine?
I barely remember being a kid, so no, I don't think so.
I have always wanted to do this.
You wanted to climb into a claw machine?
Because I've always wanted to figure out, is there a way that I could reach my arm in there and get, the toy that I wanted?
You had the thief mindset as a kid, huh?
Well, claw machines were such a ripoff.
I can get a free toy.
Claw machines were such a ripoff. You would put in, $10 and it wouldn't even grab the toy.
They don't grip right.
No, they don't grip at all. And you can set those things to grip, one out of 80, one out of 200.
I think I would rather the points be sharp so it punctures whatever I'm trying to grab.
Well,
I know for sure I'm getting it.
It's also on them to program the claw to grip.
Well, they must program it on the weakest setting so that nobody wins or very rarely wins.
I was just trying to tell you that. They
they
program it 1 out of 50 times, 1 out of 100 times, 1 out of 200 times. That's how they program it. So as a kid, I always thought it would be fun to climb into a claw machine. Now, if you were playing hide and seek and you've seen YouTube these days, there are a lot of hide and seek versions where people climb into claw machines. I've seen that.
What?
Yeah, so the claw machine, they'll make it so that somebody can get in.
Well, you would have been famous.
You can climb into it and play hide and seek.
Then again, internet was barely used, if at all, when you were a kid, right?
Now, most of those videos are set up. So I don't suggest anybody do this in real life.
I wouldn't they have already prepared against this by now?
The
hole smaller or something?
Claw machines are pretty secure. I don't know how this kid even got in here, to be honest. He doesn't look like he would fit. I mean, maybe he doesn't look like he, I don't know, maybe.
That's a pretty big toddler right there.
That's pretty big. So how in the world did he get in there? They have a video of it.
He teleported. I knew
it. Look at this cat. He's stuck in there. Security and police are what's going on?
But if he crawled in there, couldn't he crawl back out?
Not if the trap door locks, because he probably got through the trap door. The trap door doesn't go the other way.
There's probably a key, a door to the back.
Yeah, see the lock on the side here? That's a key right there.
Ah, yeah.
So they should be able to open that up, no problem.
Is this actually going to show them opening it up?
No, because then again, the people who own the claw machines are not there, so they don't have the key to get in. So that's also an interesting predicament.
Oh, man.
Imagine being a third party. You only go to that mall once a month.
Well, the police could smash it, right?
Yeah, if they had to. Then they,
yeah, there it, is. There it is. I knew it. They were going to smash it.
Yeah.
I had a feeling they were going to smash it.
Then they would just report to the third party what happened. So, I mean, and then it would probably fall on the third party to pay for the damages, even though, you know, that was his fault
unless
for climbing in there.
They charged the parents.
I guess you can't really bill a kid.
Yeah, but they could bill the parents.
They could. I don't know if they did, though. But anyway.
Any old how.
Brisbane, Australia.
Australian police came to the aid of a 3-year-old after he became trapped inside a claw machine at a suburban shopping mall.
Video of the unusual rescue Saturday was shared on social media by Queensland police on Thursday. It showed the toddler sitting inside the glass-walled box filled with plush toys, blissfully unaware of his predicament.
The boy's father, Timothy Hopper, said his son had disappeared into the claw machine's prize dispenser and inside it in a split second.
So he found a way. Don't know how he did it, but he found a way. I had zero chance to react to it. It was unbelievable how fast he climbed up there, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation reported Hopper saying.
The video then shows the officers and the boy's parents encouraging him into a safe corner at the back of the machine and to cover his eyes while the police shatter a glass panel to free him unharmed.
The video ends with one of the officers joking with the boy. You want a prize. Which one do you want?
Freedom or the plushie?
Well, no, they probably did give him one, but that was just a really funny, like... They probably did give him, I would imagine, like, especially if...
It's a toddler.
Yeah,
they
come on now.
Whatever he wanted out of there.
It's just funny. It's not going to do anything hard. And the guy that owns
the... like, smash, it happens.
The guys that,
come on, buddy. He wanted
the
toy.
Guy that owns these claw machines is not going to lose money on one toy. Like, they, like
no,
I said, they said it
they
for...
Do, he does have to replace the machine.
The glass, and yes. And that's the only thing he'd probably lose money on. But I don't think this glass is super expensive, only because it's such a small panel.
Oh, yeah, man. You'd have to get it right from the manufacturer or whatever. It might be. And
I don't...
Find
maybe.
Somebody to put it back on there. Also, it's another...
No, I think it just sits in there, to be honest.
Well,
I think it's two
if,
slits.
If you had to do that, then
yeah.
It could potentially be...
Maybe. I kind of compare, like, anything glass-related... to like when you're replacing car glass, because car glass is heavy duty, right? So if
there's
you
all
have,
kinds of different
if glass, you have smaller panel glass, and especially where that's like partially plastic, it should be less expensive.
Have you ever replaced a window?
Yeah.
A house window, a car window, what?
Yeah, car windows mostly, but house windows, yeah.
Yeah, it's not always that easy, depending on the size, shape.
But you're also talking about a lot thicker glass. Yeah. That looked. The claw machine glass is nothing,
that looked
bro.
Thin, for sure.
The claw machine glass is nothing. This stuff, like the house windows and the car, that's expensive. That's thick glass. This
Your
is
pain.
Nothing. So it shouldn't cost them too much, is all I'm saying.
Maybe not.
But it was more funny than anything that he got stuck in there. So. Moral of the story, keep an eye on your toddler.
Yeah, you crazy parents. Jeez, watch your kids.
I can honestly relate.
Otherwise, he'll be on the news like this.
I can honestly relate how hard it is to keep up with a toddler, because you'll be shopping.
I'm so glad I ain't got to do that.
You'll be shopping at Walmart, and 1 minute they're with you, you turn around, and they're just wandering off.
Yeah, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that. At least not right now.
You're like, hey.
I would probably use that kid leash, honestly.
The child leash?
Yeah, I think I would use that.
That's a very controversial subject.
I don't care.
I'm just saying.
It's my kid.
I'm saying there's pros to it, but I'm saying it's funny because it's controversial.
Oh, well, if you don't
but
like
I,
it.
I think it's fine because most of those are safety oriented. Yeah. Like they just have a vest. That they wear, so it's not like
not that crazy.
It's not like you're putting a lot of straps on your kid or nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a vest.
I didn't cover their mouth. right?
I mean, no. They have complete freedom to wander wherever they want, but the leash just makes sure that you don't lose them.
But you know what would be funny with that? Knocking over shelves and stuff. Like they say, they run around right around the corner to the next.
You do have to watch out for that. You do have to watch out for that
because kids, all of a sudden, you hear clattering everywhere.
Kids love to touch stuff, man. Yeah, I mean, as a child, they want to explore. They want to know what the world is, so they want to touch everything. I remember my associates when I used to sell like shoes, my associates would roll their eyes because any kind of kid would come in and want to touch the most expensive Jordan or like the most expensive thing, get their oily hands all over, and maybe they just ate or something and they're trying to get, it's like, no.
Did Cy ever run around stores like that? Your son?
He mostly kept to himself. He did explore and he did touch stuff, but it wasn't like, it wasn't, because here's the difference between my son and a lot of other kids. He doesn't like his hands messy, so when he's touching stuff, his hands are usually pretty clean.
He's like ew whenever he
so if his hands get messy, he doesn't like it. He'll wash his hands. Okay. He'll like immediately flip out.
You got lucky. Sounds like
sort of. There's your own pros and cons with that. You know what I mean? But like he would like not want to get his hands messy. So if he touched stuff, it's usually he wouldn't have anything on it. Now
that sounds kind of ideal to me.
The one outlier of that is if he gets into a bag of Cheetos or Doritos. And then goes to touch stuff because he will get his hands messy for those.
But if he doesn't like it, you said he'll wash it, right?
He would, but wash I'm saying it. Once he eats Cheetos and Doritos, he wouldn't necessarily go to wash his hands right away, is what I'm saying. So, but anything else, like if it's mud or what, he'll be like, yeah, I gotta wash my hands. Yep. Yep. That's just him. That's him.
That's funny.
Well, speaking of surprise things where you don't want them, this is an interesting story that I thought would be weird to talk about. A CBP dog, I believe it's the patrol dog or whatever.
Customs and Border Protection dog.
Okay. So a Customs and Border Protection dog, so basically kind of like airport security dogs, same idea. Sniffs out something unusual in passengers' luggage. Mummified monkeys. That's
kind of creepy.
And they have a photo. Look at this thing, bro. What in the world is that?
Mummified monkeys.
Yeah, but what is that, bro? It looks like...
carries that around. That's so weird.
It's so disturbing.
It's like two monkey heads on top of a rock.
Three. Like. One,
wait,
two,
that's
three.
The one's ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't even look like one.
Three.
That is...
There's at least three.
Okay, I see now. What the heck's up with it? It's got holes in its head. What's going on with that?
There's at least three there.
Holes in the top of his head or back of his head. That's what a weird...
Oh, here we go. Boston AP. All right. A U.S. Customs Border Patrol dog...
Protection.
Same thing. Sniffed out something unusual in luggage from a traveler returning from Africa. Mummified monkeys.
The passenger returning from a visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo reported that the luggage contained dried fish, but an inspection at Boston Logan Airport revealed dead and dehydrated bodies of four monkeys. Huh, so there's only three in the picture, but there's four. The traveler said he brought the monkeys into the U.S. for his own consumption. What? Well, Ryan Bissett, a CPB spokesperson, said Sunday.
His what?
What?
Raw or minimally processed meat from wild animals, sometimes referred to as bush meat, is banned in the U.S. because of the threat of disease.
That's just gross. The potential dangers posed by bringing bush meat into the United States are real. Bush meat can carry germs that can cause illness, including the Ebola virus. Said Julio Caravia, local port director for Customs and Border Protection.
The incident happened last month, but was made public on Friday.
Bissett said Sunday that no charges were filed, But all of the luggage was seized, and the nearly 9 pounds or 4 kilograms of bushmeat were marked for destruction by U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Probably lit that stuff on fire. They're probably like, get rid of that.
That's pretty awful. I did not expect it to say he brought it for his consumption. I was expecting it to be like, I'm a archaeologist or something that, or whatever, a preservation, a museum person, something like that.
I've heard of wild game, but this takes it to another level.
It's bones, isn't it? Mostly?
Maybe it's dried out a little. Oh,
wait, mummified. I guess it's dark skin and everything. But
yeah, but that's all. Oh,
but it's like dead skin. Why would you want to eat
it? It's like beef jerky.
That's much worse.
Monkey jerky.
It's like dead jerky, if anything. What?
You want,
see the skulls, dude.
You want some monkey jerky to go with your meal?
Get out of here with that nasty stuff. Wow.
Like, hey, boss, I brought a lunch today.
That's horrible, dude. That's horrifying.
I just wanted you to know it's not the usual.
I'm a little judgmental here. I like animals, but that's just gross.
And the haters will say, at least it's not McDonald's.
The monkey advocates are going to be like, well, he really here to say he can't eat too much meat.
Yeah, but doing it this way is kind of like just weird, right? Like,
that was pretty weird.
First of all, it's illegal, number
but
one.
But I mean, this is weird world variety.
You can't bring in raw meat because of the dangers of disease. Second, we just got over a pandemic.
Yeah, we don't need we don't need Ebola over here now.
We don't need another one.
That's and for sure.
And third, what the heck are you doing?
This guy's nuts.
I think some people just have a screw loose.
That guy had to.
Listen, people even in the wild, like say tribal, they cook their meat before eating it. Are you kidding
that
me?
That is definitely one of the weirder stories.
The whole
stories.
Reason for fire was for them to cook their meat.
This is definitely one of the weirder stories yet.
But having mummified, ugh.
Mummified monkeys.
That's like rotten and spoiled meat. That's like, ugh.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's nasty, man. That just sounds horrible.
That's savage.
Nah, that savage is probably much better than...
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's disturbing. I don't know.
Thanks so much for the next mental scar.
Thank you, Lord, for our dogs that sniff this stuff out, that's bro. True. It probably hurt that beagle's nose, bro.
That dog was probably... His nostrils were violated.
Like, boss, I need therapy for 3 days after this. I just sniffed out some dead monkeys.
I need at least... a month off now.
Boss, this is smelling kind of weird. Boss.
Can you imagine if they were talking? It probably would be like, hey, 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 this is horrible. Oh, it smells all nasty. It's over here.
What's in your backpack? Remember when they said, what's in your wallet?
What's in your backpack is should be the next thing, yeah.
What's in your backpack? Rotten, wild
what's
meat.
What's in your traveling case?
Dude, that's like going back in time. Like, we have all these abilities to cook meat and preserve it.
And all the options. And this guy's bringing back mummified monkeys.
Oh, my gosh. It's not expensive either. Like, a Ziploc baggie is how much?
I guess he could have not known that it was illegal or whatever, but...
He had to have.
I didn't know
isn't that
bush meat was...
Isn't that kind of thing like a worldwide rule for a lot of countries?
I didn't know that.
I thought so, just because off of common sense, it just would make sense.
Well, that it should be common sense, yes,
but they don't really talk about it. So
no,
I get why you wouldn't know
until today. So
yeah, they don't really talk about it.
Did you? You already did.
I did know that. Well, but I think. Here's the thing. For me, traveling a lot, I look up a lot of rules before going into a country.
Well, you have been in
and if you look up, if you just look up common sense traveling laws, that's one of the many illegal things that you're not allowed to
he
bring.
He must
with
not
you.
Have cared enough to look it up or something, or ask anybody.
The other illegal thing is not is
how
do you
get it on the plane in the first place, though.
The other illegal thing is going into an airport and saying the word bomb. That's the other illegal thing.
My question is, how do you get it on the plane in the first place?
I don't know.
And make it over here.
Was it a plane?
Oh, actually.
I don't know if it told us. It said
if it was
border
boat,
patrol.
I guess that makes sense. But
it said border protection.
This is traveler.
Plane. Returning from Africa. So it had to have been a plane, right?
It says airport, yeah. Boston Logan Airport.
Yeah. So it had to have been a plane. How did he get past customs?
That's what I'm saying. How, like, how did he get it on the first plane?
Because in Africa, they don't stand for this mess.
They shouldn't?
No, they don't. They have a tight security system. Did I almost tell you that I almost got kicked out of Africa once? You have to have all your affairs in order when you go over to Africa, and they have to know where you're going. Like, it's strict.
Oh, so you have to, like, have a plan, a schedule or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah. And you have to have contacts. Like, you have to know where you're going.
So you have to provide them names and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So how did this mess
That's
get
what
out
I'm
of
saying. How did that guy get on the plane in the first place? He paid somebody off or something. He had to have.
Like, had to have, but.
There's not much other explanation for that.
Where are you hiding your dead monkeys?
Yeah, you can't hide that smell either, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, you imagine standing in the custom lines.
I'm pretty sure people would still smell that too.
I just forgot deodorant, sir. That's all.
Unless they assumed it was him, he just stunk in general.
Yeah, they just assumed it was him. He's just bad BO.
That's what I'm.
Sir, you smell like dead monkeys. Oh, you have no idea.
I was just in the jungle.
You have no idea. Oh my gosh. Well, if that didn't mess up your morning, I don't know what will, but. I want to take this time to thank everybody who's listened to the shows thus far, and also tell you that we're going to have
Weird World Variety on YouTube.
YouTube channel. That's right. We don't have video up yet, but if you want to listen to the episodes in a new way and also have some cool visualizers on your computer while hanging out with your buddies, we will have video soon and you guys will be able to see us. But as of right now,
sort of
the YouTube channel is up and running. So yeah, it'll be running.
I'm pretty happy about that. I finally talked him into it.
Well, we've just been getting things together. Of course, we're doing more than just one show. We're running a lot of stuff at the same time. So we're doing what we can. So bear with us. Also, we have an Instagram and a Facebook. If you guys want to message us or bring us stories that you would like to hear us report on at. Where is it at, Jesse? Tell them where to find us.
On Facebook?
Facebook or Instagram.
What do you mean? Weird World Variety.
Weird World Variety with Matt and Jesse. Type it in. And yeah, you'll find us. If you guys have stories or things you want to report to us or comments or concerns, please reach out. We would love to hear from you. Also, we're talking about in the works, still in the works, haven't done it yet, but we're talking about maybe having a voicemail for people to leave messages on.
Yeah, call in, leave a voicemail.
That way, if you have your own story, you can call and tell us.
Or just want to debate about anything. Yep. I said too.
Or if you have updates on some of the stories we've already talked about, which would be awesome.
Especially the Florida, the Miami
Mall and Snake.
Alien stuff or whatever.
So if you have updates on important stories that we have talked about in the past, we would love to hear from you also. And that's all I got. What about you?
That's it for me too.
All right. Sounds good. From the both of us at the WWV.
Stay weird.
Stay weird, everybody. Thank you.